The Torture Memos. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody is shocked about the CIA torture memos just released by the president. Some are shocked that America could do such things. Others are shocked that we would be so dumb as to admit we did such things. But what surprised me was the level of legal creativity. We don't give government employees much credit for being creative. When it came to figuring out ways around the law prohibiting torture, these guys were good enough to argue their way out of a parking ticket in Chicago. For example, the CIA wanted to put terrorist Abu Zubaydah inside a little box with caterpillars because they knew he had a mortal fear of insects. But the law says you cannot put a subject in fear of death or even severe pain. Well, no problem. Government Attorney Jay Bybee, now a federal judge, wrote a memo, quote, "If you do so, you must inform him that the insects do not have a sting that would produce death or severe pain," unquote. Brilliant. Now it's not torture. And Judge Bybee even came up with another option. The CIA could place the insect in Zubaydah's box without informing him that they were doing so, and then just don't say anything about whether it stings or not. Bybee was also able to argue that waterboarding, slamming prisoners against a wall, not letting them sleep, etc., were all legally benign. Now, I know it sounds bad, but I will say this for our side. At least when we tortured people, we went through the trouble of fabricating a sound legal argument to justify it. You think a place like Iran does that? I doubt it. But now we've shown them the way. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.